13 letters might be written beneath the last 13. And, so placed, A might stand for N, and N for A, O for B, and B for A, etc., etc. This, again, having an air of regularity which might be fathomed, the key alphabet might be constructed completely at random. Thus, A might stand for P, B might stand for X, C might stand for U, D might stand for O, etc. The correspondents, unless convinced of their error by the solution of their cipher, would no doubt be willing to rest in this latter arrangement as affording full security. But if not, they would be likely to hit upon the plan of arbitrary marks used in place of the usual characters. For example, left bracket might be employed for A, period might be employed for B, colon might be employed for C, semicolon might be employed for D, right bracket might be employed for E, etc. A letter composed of such characters would have an intricate appearance, unquestionably. If still, however, it did not give full satisfaction, the idea of a perpetually shifting alphabet might be conceived.